TK, it's time to say g'day to one of the Dragons' best in well, this year has been going great, and last year as well. Paul Vaughan, welcome to the program, good sir. And disappointing last week with the golden point, but your form, you must be enjoying how you're playing the game at the moment.
Yeah, g'day, boys. It's pretty pretty enjoyable at the moment. The time we've spent at the Saints, the boys have obviously got off to a good start of the season. We had a bit of a dip there midway through, but we're looking for the future season off pretty strong.
I like the impression from Paul McGregor, Paul, after that narrow loss, that golden point loss. Paul believes that that was a bit of a turning point, even though you didn't get the cash. Is that how the group feels?
Yeah, mate, I think it was definitely a step in the right direction for us. Like I mentioned before, we're sort of get a bit of a down patch there throughout the mid-season there, but we can take a lot of positives out of that golden point loss against Canberra. I think we got back to playing that powerful running game that we had. I think we made over 2,000 metres collectively as a team. And, I guess it's sort of just a bit of a lottery when you go to golden point too. So, like I said, we can take a lot out of that loss.
That would be a difficult thing, wouldn't it? I mean, you construct your game plans, Paul, for going through the middle, going wide, hitting players left side, right side of the field, and all of a sudden, golden point becomes
Rafferty's rules.
Literally, Rafferty's rules. And have you been practicing your field goals? Can you hit a field goal out of dummy half, perhaps, or if you can sneak in there at some stage there?
Yeah, mate. Every time we're on the field, I'm always telling guys with it that he could use me to kick the field goals. But it's a bit of a lottery. And mate, to be honest, personally, my personal opinion, I would have been happy with just a point apiece, to each team down the golden point. But that wasn't the case. And we got done with the try there in the first couple of minutes of extra time.
Lucky enough to be chatting with Paul Vaughan from the Dragons. Paul, are you a typical example of a bloke who needed a change? I know it was enforced upon you, by the way, but do you feel like you're a better player than you were when you were with the Raiders last year?
Mate, it was funny. I was just having a chat with Paul McGregor yesterday at training. And, I think with the football that I'm playing this year, I'm pretty happy with it. I don't think I would have sort of played that kind of football down in Canberra. I just thought I wasn't really given the opportunity. So I think, I've just got Mary McGregor to thank because he's given me that confidence and he's given me that opportunity to sort of reach my potential. I'm very grateful.
And do you take, obviously, that then gives you a leadership role, obviously, in the team as well, Paul. And is that part of the growth of your game as well?
I think so. I'm obviously not in the leadership group this year, being a new addition to the team. But with leadership, I'd sort of rather just sort of lead by my actions, I guess. And I'm not too much of a big talker or a communicator. I just like to go out there and do my job to the best of my ability. And hopefully, that sort of inspires my other teammates. But there's some really good talkers within the group, and I'll just sort of leave that to them.
Yeah, I think I like your attitude there. That leadership group can be a buzzword. We hear it through all the different teams, but sometimes the best blokes are the ones that you just follow out on the track there. And as TK said, you've been playing well. Raiders last year, obviously now with the Dragons. Blues, that must be high on the agenda for you to get that start in that Origin arena. I'm sure it's not too far away. Have you had any chat with any of the big dogs, Laurie Daly, perhaps in the past little while?
Yeah, I think it was just on the eve of the actual team getting announced. Laurie Daly gave me a call, which I can take a lot of confidence out of, I guess, when he just told me that he wanted me to play consistent football over a longer period of time. So I guess, I can take some positives out of that and hopefully strive towards that next year and just have a really strong preseason and start the season well next year. And maybe it might come around. I'd love to play Origin. It'll be a dream come true for me. But disappointing, obviously, how the series went this year. Yeah. But I'm sure the boys are hungry to get around next year.
Paul, I know it's about the dramatic fallout from Origin number 3. But Josh Dugan, how's he been at training? Has he been at training? What sort of attitude has Josh got? Has it affected him? And how do you think he'll play?
Yeah, I'm pretty close with Dugs, seeing as though we played down in Canberra, and he's a great bloke, mate. He's learned from what's happened down in Canberra, and it's just unfortunate this has sort of come out. He's pretty adamant that he was well behaved and he just had a couple of beers, and I guess it's just sort of gets blown out of proportion a bit in media, and I can understand how you know, from the outside looking, it doesn't look great from the from the community and all that kind of stuff. But he's a strong character. He's pretty strong headed as well. So he won't rattle him too much. I think he just wants to get into this weekend's game, and just put it all behind him.
Well, it's going to be a good clash. He's the fullback up against Tom Trbojevic. Yeah. I mean, there's good clashes all over the park this weekend down there at Wind Stadium, mate. Really, between, you know, they've got some great forwards going good, including a bloke who maybe took your spot in Origin in Jake Trbojevic.
Yeah, mate, he had a great series. I've always been a pretty big fan of Jakey Boy. I think, he's no nonsense sort of football player, and his defence, his technique is, in defence is brutal. So yeah. I'll be trying to avoid him as much as I can on Sunday. But, like you said, they've got a great team. I think we dusted them in round six, and I think that day they were pretty flat. So I assume they'll be ready to sort of, even up the scores there and have a good game. So it's going to be a ripper on Sunday.
And, mate, just one quick one. I know you like your Harleys, don't you? You got a big Harley, haven't you?
Yeah. Down in Canberra, I bought a bike. There was a couple of boys down there that had one. Big Shannon Boyd and Jackie White, and have had Harleys down there. We used to sort of cruise around, and it's good to have a bike up here in Wollongong because there's such good roads, and it's always nice to get on the bike and go for a bit of a cruise.
You wait till you come to Sydney and try a bit of lane sharing with your Harley Davidson, mate. You'll be taking the paint off doors on the way through there. Outstanding.
Yeah, mate. I don't know how I go driving. I'll ride it in Sydney. It's a little bit too fast for me. I think I'll just stay down in Wollongong and Canberra.
Paul, good to see you back, mate. You went, I think, for over a couple of 100 metres last week in your return from injury, and play well against Manly. It'll be a great game. Wind Stadium, Sunday, 2 p.m. is the kickoff. Thanks again, Paul.
Thanks for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
There you go, Paul Vaughan there. When you talk about culture, you talk about character, getting the right people involved, the way he plays and the way he conducts himself, you've got to think Paul Vaughan. He's one of those people you probably want involved in your camp.
I just like that call, what he said about that leadership group. Now, I'm not in the leadership group, but follow me, boys, on the pitch, because I will make inroads for you in the opposition. Absolutely.
Good chat. Nice to chat with Paul Vaughan.